Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Well, Darren Frahill, what have you got for us this morning?
Well, we were talking off air about Kylian Mbappe, and he was...
I was saying he was dipping his toe into the politics of the French elections yesterday ahead of the match.
Yeah,
and you were saying he had a damaged nose.
Well, he did. He's back in the news this morning. They won, by the way, they beat Austria 1-0. I thought Austria played really, really well, particularly in the first half, and maybe the French a little bit lucky to get the goal as well. An own goal, one of the favourites for the tournament, but Kylian Mbappe, not only does team not have the best tonight, but he broke his nose, and it's a very nasty looking injury as well. So looked in a lot of pain, had to come off, collided with an opponent, and they're playing the Netherlands on Friday. It's a massive game. So we were having a chat back at the office there. We reckon he'll be wearing one of these Zorro masks maybe on Friday. He's not going to miss it anyway, that's for sure. Slovakia produced the big shock of the tournament, the first big one of the tournament so far. They beat Belgium, another one of the teams that we're maybe looking at that have an outside chance. 1-0, Romelu Lukaku, he wasted a number of chances. He did have the ball in the net twice, but both ruled out. Romania beat Ukraine 3-0. That's the first win at the European finals in 24 years. Now, we were speaking about Rory McIlroy yesterday and the disappointing end to the US Open for him on Sunday. Well, he appeared to be in great shape, didn't he, on that back nine at Pinehurst, and then let a two-shot lead slip and missed out on his first major in 10 years. Hard to believe. Well, he posted on social media last night. He congratulated Bryson DeChambeau, but he went on to say it was the toughest day of his professional career. Doesn't expect to be back for about a month. He's hoping to be back for the Scottish Open in preparation for the Open. Now, we had the draw yesterday for the football championship. Well, there's a real feel now the competitions are reaching the business end of the year. Well, the same can be said for the Camogie Championship, and Waterford's Niamh Rocket believes this year's race could be one of the most competitive yet. She has seen it all in the Waterford jersey, coming from junior up to intermediate and now contenders at senior level. Damien Lawler spoke to her at the launch of the GAA's Continental Youth Championships.
Nothing to be taken for granted in any of the games. Like, you know, we played last 4 weeks, say. We played Cork in a Munster final. We played Tipperary in the next week in the first round of round robin. We played Limerick the week after, and then we played Kilkenny last week. So, like, they've all been very sore on the body. It's not just there's no easy games there or no laying back. So, yeah, we were glad of the week's break last week, but definitely the gap is, like, marriage is getting smaller.
Again, I know it's in your family's DNA, but are you proud of yourself that you stuck with it to get to where you're at now, a senior team pushing for an All-Ireland title? Because it wasn't like that for a long time, and you had to go through the channels.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, there were times where we'd be getting hammered off teams that we wouldn't even have a competitive result. Like, I think Clare was our first ever championship win. Buzz of getting to the All-Ireland final day last year, you know, it was a bad day for us, but, like, it just brought so many more people recognising Camogie and Waterford, and so many younger girls coming and putting on the jersey and coming watching our games. Like, it's great to see them.
Now, in the swimming, Dara Green has advanced to the 100-metre breaststroke final at the European Championships in Belgrade. That final will take place just after 5 o'clock Irish time today. The Irish men's freestyle relay team finished 7th in their final. Rising star Lottie Cullen made her first international appearance yesterday. She competed in the backstroke.
Yeah, I'm really happy with it. For my first senior international semi-final, it was fashion this morning, which is what I was hoping for. And not far off my best either, so I was happy with that. Like, before going in, I just want to have a lot of fun with it and not put too much pressure on the time or anything and just focus on the race process. So I was really happy with how it came out.
And in horse racing, Royal Ascot gets underway this afternoon. There's a big Irish interest again. Aidan O'Brien expected to have a strong field of horses. The action gets underway at 2:30.